Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember,
it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670.
Pro Armstrong is the most exciting player in Chicago sports since who?
We're not talking about like who's the best player. We're talking about the most exciting. I can't walk away from my television, or I can't get up and go to the bathroom at this game right now.
And we're seeing how extraordinary he is in the outfield and how he can run.
Right now, Chicago's having a moment.
We do have a caller here.
Either Chris Bryant or Kyle Schwarber.
Pete Crow reminds me of it's Ryan Sandberg.
What's that?
Ryan Sandberg.
It's Ryan. Ryan.
And I think he's going to be as great as, believe it or not, he got the good as Roberto Clemente. I'm just seeing the relation to Roberto Clemente.
So he said Roberto Clemente. Roberto Clemente is an incredible baseball player. So let's say that is the comp. Can PCA become the greatest Cub of all time?
I would like to see him get through this season.
I don't even know where to begin with that.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, or Ernie Banks, for example.
Robbie's basically saying, have they commissioned the statue yet of Pete Crow Armstrong?
I will still visit you on weekends as you are a prisoner of the moment.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Rahimi and Harris. Layla has the holiday off. Happy Juneteenth to all those who celebrate. Mark Rohde in for Layla. And you know what? We're going to do what we do, even though we're not doing it for 4 hours. We're just doing it for as long as they let us do it before the Cubs come on and play the Brewers. The game that was supposed to be played last night got postponed until August 18th. So we're waiting, Mark. We're waiting to see exactly what happens. In the meantime, we want to say thanks for tuning in. A reminder, you can call us, text us, 312-644-6767. Also, thanks to the Twitch mob, you can watch us out there on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. Thanks to Behind the Glass. I think that's Ray Diaz. Yes, it is.
Hey, Ray.
Got a little bit of a glare because, you know, it's sunny outside for once. And also, over there on the other side, who is that? Is that Robbie Triano?
Bob
is that
Tree.
The guy who wants the Pete Crow Armstrong statue immediately by the end of this season? It's like, if the Pete Crow Armstrong statue isn't up before the Bears break ground on a new stadium, something is wrong. I think that's what Robbie said.
If we were to do the PCA statue, it's him flipping a bat, right? Or is it him throwing the bat down after a strikeout? Or
no,
is it him diving catch?
No, it's a diving catch.
You know what? That's okay. A great question. What is the best thing PCA does? Like, what's the most valuable asset that he provides for you at this point? Is it on the base paths? Is it the seemingly every single game in which he plays, he makes a, let's just set the bar, a great catch, and or catch that most center fielders wouldn't make, and then, oh yeah, then he'll come up in his first at-bat and hit the Schwarber scoreboard in right field.
It's the outfield defense.
I think you're right.
That's definitely the most exciting part of it for me, is the outfield defense, watching him chase down balls that otherwise would not be caught.
I think you're right.
As we have seen him do. But I appreciate the power that none of us saw coming, the level of power. I think we all knew he had some pop, but I was thinking a guy who could hit 25 home runs, right? 25 home run guy. That's a nice, a guy with that level of speed. So I was thinking a 25-50 guy. And now we're looking at a guy who could be a 40-50 guy. Also want to say thanks to our guys, Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gertz, on the stream, if you will. But look, I'm just happy that we're playing baseball day and that the weather, I checked the forecast four times since I woke up this morning at 5:30 a.m. Because I was like, let's make sure there's actual baseball being played.
You've been hurt.
Because I was told last night, I was told yesterday afternoon as I was getting ready to leave this station that baseball was all good.
By
whom? We were going to have a game.
By whom?
I want names. A guy. Oh, you want names?
I do want names. Who told you?
A guy named Ryan Porth.
Ryan Porth.
He told me his guy, his weather guy, said everything was good.
Right.
They were getting this one in.
Yep.
Maybe a delay. Maybe a slowed start, if you will. And the Cubs bagged this thing well before start. And shout out to the Cubs. Shout out to the White Sox for saying there's not going to be any baseball game before you load up your family and get in the car. You know, go to the train station and make the commute down to Wrigley Field or the rate. There's not going to be baseball. And that's cool. But I got to tell you, Grody, I was beside myself because I was foaming at the mouth, figuratively, not literally. I do not have rabies. Good. I was just excited that we were going to get to see a continuation. Like, what's next for PCA and these Cubs who are a season high 17 games over 500?
Right. Don't stop now. Keep that thing going. 6.5 games up. Let's see it go to 7.5. Let's see what PCA does for an encore. But yeah, man, it did feel like a bit of a ripoff before the game yesterday. I was trying. I actually sent my brother and his family to the game yesterday. So I was depending on the same forecast that we were getting from the station. And my brother's like, oh, give me the scoop. What's going on? I go, I got to be honest with you. From what I'm hearing here, it looks like there's a good 2-hour window. So you should be good. My brother and his family did get on L. They did get on that L. But I was just thinking about this, man. Like, if you had a family and it's a beautiful night anyway, like besides the rain part, but Chicago is beautiful anyway. I wonder how many people just came down to the city last night anyway, and even Cubs fans or Sox fans, and decided just to blow up their plans and have dinner or whatever.
I just want to point this out.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you yesterday, Grody.
Oh, yeah.
Tell the people.
What a moment
that was.
Tell
the people about this interaction. Oh, I'm walking home from work. Grody's out to go for a walk. And I was like, it's already started to drizzle a little bit at the beginning of my walk home.
Yeah, we live in the same neighborhood. And this is actually, let's back it up a little bit. This is the first time
that we've ever seen each other
in the wild.
Unplanned.
Right. Like,
in the wild.
And we keep, and I've talked about it. Like, man, it's like, I can't believe we've never run into each other. And then there it was, the magical moment. I walk out of my, it was just a random, I'm getting up out of my place. I'd done a couple of episodes of the Take the North podcast. I'm like, I'm putting the earbuds in. I'm going to listen to some music. I'm going to listen to the score. And I walk down the block, and the first person I see, hey, it's Marshall Harris. He's walking around. He's got that pop in his step, all skippy Marshall Harris.
Well, yeah, because I'm on my way home from work.
Yeah,
so.
You are. You got that look about, like, you're going to your next stop, going to go home, probably grab something to eat, maybe get a workout in. I know what's going on with Marshall Harris. You know, the day is over, man. And so, yeah, I saw you, and it was a beautiful moment. But you did tell me, you're like, what are you doing? I said, I'm just going for a walk. You're like, where? How long? I go, I don't know. I'm just going to wander. And you're like, get your ass inside. It's about to rain, you fool. And I said, I don't care. I'm going to get
wet.
I
did not call him a fool. I just want to be on the record as that.
But that was in the back of your head. I mean, that was your tone. Your tone was, you're a fool. That was what I was hearing from you the whole time.
And so Mark goes for this walk, and he actually does not get rained on. But then, of course, when it's time for me to go somewhere, it's pouring, and it just never stopped pouring after that.
So you got crushed by it.
And so once the Cubs game was canceled, I was like, okay, I see why they canceled the game, because it literally just rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. It wasn't like heavy, heavy rain. It was just annoying rain.
Yeah.
And so because of that, we didn't have baseball last night. It was a sad, sad state. And now I'm looking at this as a break for the Milwaukee Brewers. And here's why it's a break for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers, as you said, are fighting for their lives, Mark. And this, in your opinion, could be the end for the Brewers if they lose this game with their top flight prospect Jacob Mizorowski on the mound. This is a man who has made a major league start, has yet to give up a hit in a major league start, and now he's facing the Cubs, all 6'7" of him, a hard-throwing righty who topped out at 102.5 miles per hour the last time out.
I would like to point out, and that last time out was his major league debut, he did walk four men as well. He also, the 6'7" pitcher, right-hander, did leave the game with leg cramps. We'll cramp you up real good today, palsy. That's what's going to be going down today at Wrigley Field for Jacob Mizorowski.
So, 86 pitches thrown in that start, and he's going up against Jameson Taillon, and I love this matchup. It's the youth versus the epitome of veteran when you talk about Jameson Taillon and what he's been able to do in this. I mean, it's going to be a great matchup to see where the Cubs are with Jameson Taillon as their best pitcher against a division challenger. I look at this as an opportunity for the Cubs to further bury, and you come into the series after the opener and winning that game, hey, if they get a sweep, the Brewers are 8.5 back, but now, even if they lose, they're only 7.5 back, and maybe the Brewers have more life. So not playing three games kind of benefits the Brewers, gives them a chance to kind of regroup and see what they have. This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. You're listening to Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody, in for Layla on this Juneteenth. Happy holiday to everyone out there who has the day off. Hopefully you're celebrating the emancipation that was delayed for the people who were living in the state of Texas post-Civil War. Hey, Grody, so we're looking at this matchup, and you think 7.5 is enough?
Magic number, man. As I was walking in today, I was thinking about it. The Cubs go out there. The Jameson Taillon takes care of business against the Brewers today. If that division number... Look, I've been comfortable with 5 games with the Cubs in this lead, in this division. Once it hit that, I was like, oh, interesting. You could start to look ahead here, I think. If that number hits 7.5 against a Milwaukee Brewers team, which I truly believe is not going to be another one of these Brewers teams that pulls the funny stuff.
Why are you so confident? And what is the funny stuff? Define that.
The funny stuff is guys doing things for the Milwaukee Brewers that you didn't necessarily expect them to do. Like a bunch of no-names last year leading their starting staff and have from start to finish, the Milwaukee Brewers were on it.
Well, I think they're proving that Jacob Mizorowski could be a guy who is not a no-name.
I mean...
But also, it's a situation as well where... If you look at this from an honest standpoint, the Brewers are the 2-time National League Central champions.
Oh, I got a lot of respect for the Milwaukee Brewers. And they're, this took me a while, too, to work through this season, Marshall, because before the season started, I was saying the opposite. I don't trust the Milwaukee Brewers to take the step back that everybody keeps expecting them to take back. I now believe that while they're a good team, I'm not like saying the Brewers are cooked and they suck and their run of, you know, being over 500 or being a competitive team is over. I'm just saying they're not as good as the Cubs. They simply are not as good as the Cubs.
Okay, so we got some new information here. Apparently, it's not Jacob Mizorowski pitching today.
What?
It's going to be Freddy Peralta. What? So I guess they skipped him.
Okay. Well, that...
And that changes things. Freddy Peralta, good in his own right.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No doubt. But this is more of a veteran versus veteran matchup. Does this change the way you feel about today's game? And I'm trying to find out what the reason was exactly. They scratched the guy who's been so good.
He's scared.
Well, could it be for the same reason? I know we're going to talk about this probably at some point in time, like with Cade Horton, who was scheduled to pitch for the Cubs. Are they just going to skip Cade Horton? I don't know if we know that as of yet. Is this just an opportunity to treat a young pitcher with kid gloves in the case of Mizorowski? I'm not really sure.
Perhaps it is, but it's not like he warmed up yesterday. The game was called a long time before first pitch.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, no, this doesn't change anything. I mean, I still think that the Cubs take this thing and they clinch the division essentially today. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs, 7.5 game lead. But this
clinch the division.
Yeah, this
you're
is
talking
it.
Crazy. Because first
seven
of all,
and a half games. Come
the
on,
the Brewers
man.
Aren't the only team out there. Can we just start with that?
Well, you're worried about those Cardinals, are you?
What about the Reds?
No, I'm not worried about. No, I mean, I don't think there's any team right now that is or will be for the foreseeable future unless one of these teams seriously augment at the trade deadline that that is close to as good as the Cubs right now. Maybe they get back to within four or five games, but I really think this they've been building this distance for a while now, and I think that it stretches to seven.
I have a very simple question for you, Grody.
Okay.
It's rhetorical in nature. Do you believe in Terry Francona as a manager?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If I tell you the Reds have won four in a row and eight of their last 10, does that change how you feel about this division being quote-unquote over?
How many games back are they? That's what I want to know.
They're 6.5 back.
Okay.
And they got more games with the Cubs left to play.
So the Reds are hot right now.
Yes.
Okay. But I mean, I look at the rosters and these two teams, and I think the Cubs have things figured out, and I don't think the Reds do yet. And they're going to get hot, and I do think Terry Francona is a very good manager. Doesn't mean that they're better than the Cubs, though.
Okay. Well, we will check back on this.
Hold the phone here. Do you think that there is a team in the division that is close to the Cubs?
I think the Reds could be hard-charging. And I believe in Terry Francona to get the most out of that team, much in the same way that people think Craig Counsell got the most out of the Brewers when he was the manager of the Brewers. So there's that. I want people to not get ahead of themselves because I've seen that happen before. We'll talk a little bit about what has transpired the last 2 years and why the Brewers were able to kind of pull away, but also a member of the Cubs that you have been carrying the torch for, really getting the job done. We're going to talk about that, but I want to remind you, you can tune in to our show tomorrow from 10 to 12:45. Mark Grody and I will be broadcasting live from Gallagher Way leading up to the Cubs Mariners at Wrigley. We will be followed by Zach Zabin's pregame show at 12:45 leading up to first pitch. It's all brought to you by IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation. We'll be on hand with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com. to learn more. But up next, we're going to hear from Seiya Suzuki through a translator about what's changed for him, because all of a sudden the power is undeniable. That's when we come back with more Raheem and Harris. Mark Grody filling in for later here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Who are the top three athletes in Chicago are to you?
Pete Carl Armstrong. I'm going to
number one.
Number one.
Okay.
Number two. Two. Kyle Tucker. I'm about to blow your mind here. Number three. Seiya Suzuki. This man needs some credit, and I have discredited him in the past. It's time to look at this guy and say, let's give Seiya Suzuki a little bit of credit, man.
Yeah, that was a month ago today. Mark Grody gave his top three athletes in Chicago, and he went all baseball because apparently he forgot that the other sports exist, which is okay if that's what you want to do. He also forgot that the team on the South Side exists. Couldn't crack your top three?
Really only one team right now that is existing. There's really one team that dominates the conversation on the score right now. It's not the White Sox. It's the Chicago Cubs. So why did you think that I would have Chicago, a team that has lost 100 games in back-to-back seasons?
The Bears reporter doesn't have a single Bear on his top three athletes list in the city of Chicago?
I keep it real, man. You know?
Okay.
I mean, like, I'm not ready to put Caleb Williams on that list.
I didn't have Caleb Williams on that list either.
I think the list is turning out to be pretty appropriate.
Okay, so do you feel like we owe you an apology for ridiculing your choice at number three?
Yeah, probably, just because you guys were both kind of like mean about it and condescending. Kind of like this texter here that said, Grody, do you actually know anything about baseball or sports? ISU educated explains a lot. It's just mean, man. Like, that's mean.
You went to Indiana State. You're Sycamore.
Illinois State, baby.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
I can't take a texture
seriously.
I was
like, a Sycamore, a Cyclone. What is he? Like,
it's a Redbird, dude. It's a Redbird. Now you're just like, you're condescending now, too, just because you went to a school that people actually know the name of and everything.
No, they come at me with, you went to Ole Miss. It's like, no, not that one. No, not the one with the Confederate flags. No, that's not how I got down back in 1996. But look, your Seiya point is salient. Listen, Seiya Suzuki is interesting in that the Cubs paid him a whole lot of money to be their best outfielder at the time, you know? And we were wondering what's going on with Seiya. And he has come in this season for, I think, a variety of reasons and had a much better year. There was a lot of talk about whether or not he was going to be okay with going from being the everyday right fielder to being a full-time designated hitter. Now, the thing is, he has played some games in the field. He's played 22 games in the outfield, 11 in left field, 11 in right field, right? So he's gotten some outfield mix. But he's been so much more productive this season from a power standpoint. Here's why I'm good with what happened with Seiya. In his first 3 years with the Cubs, he had 14 home runs, then 20 home runs, then 21 home runs. Now, he never played 140 games. So that's probably part of it. He already has 18 home runs this year. He's on pace to hit 40 bombs. His average down, 261, which would be the lowest average of his Major League Baseball career here in year four. His on-base percentage also down, 317, which would be the lowest of his time playing Major League Baseball. But here's the thing. He already has 18 home runs. He already has 18 doubles. The slug is at 536. And 536 is a number that your three-hole hitter should have. I think batting between Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong over the last month plus has really benefited him. That 536 slug would be the highest, and his home run rate is 5.9%, which is up from his career rate of 3.8%. So clearly something has changed, something has happened, we're trying to figure out the answers. Well, listen to what Say himself had to say about his approach to the plate and being asked about that hard hit rate going up.
So he, before he was thinking that he doesn't want to strike out, but now he's trying to be more aggressive and then take more swings from the first pitch. That's how he's trying to do this year, and then it's been working.
Has there been any other time in your career where you've hit the ball continuously this hard?
So him being able to hit the ball hard is just a product of having good contact points.
So you hear from Seiya himself, Mark, and what I remember about when they signed him, the scouting report on this guy is that he's got good power and that he's a solid, he's like solid all the way around, right? But he has an excellent knowledge of the strike zone. And so that causes him to be maybe a little bit more selective than a guy in his position you would maybe want. But now he's throwing out the window. He's like, if I see a pitch I think I can hit, I'm going to hit it.
That's the way he should be doing it. Now, I remember his first year with the Cubs in particular. There were a lot of times where it looked like he was getting, and we heard, I think it was Nico Horner earlier this year, when we had Nico Horner on to talk about the umpire, when he had gotten ejected from the game, he actually went out of his way, did Nico Horner, to talk about how Seiya Suzuki this year still is getting squeezed by umpires on a lot of close calls, on a lot of caught looking. Same thing as his rookie year, too. I remember there's so many times where it's like, maybe Seiya ought to swing more. We appreciate the fact that he's taking pitches and he seems to have a good eye at the plate, but he was getting rung up on too many called third strikes his rookie year every year. And look, he had good numbers last year. I remember everybody trying to talk me into, you got to look deeper at the numbers for Seiya Suzuki. What everybody wanted is what he is finally providing this year. Like, Seiya Suzuki's been a good Cub. This year, he is doing things that are great numbers for him. And to add the, hey, you know what? The doubles are great. Hit the ball over the wall. Go ahead and hit the ball over the wall. And that's what we're seeing more from Seiya Suzuki, and doing it in grand style. It feels like so many of his home runs this year have been like just the other day, the three-run homer in the Tuesday win over Milwaukee. Like, everyone seems to be a massive home run this year for Seiya Suzuki.
So PCA stole the show, of course, with his eighth inning theatrics.
Yeah, but really,
before,
man.
Before that, the three-run homer is the one that gave the Cubs the lead.
Yes.
That is big. And
right.
Again, he hasn't been always healthy. He's never played 140 games as a major leaguer. But this year, he's only missed three games. His WAR is already at 1.7, so he's on pace to be around just under around four. And the OPS isn't that much different. So 2 years ago, it was 842. Last year, it was 848. Right now, it's 853. The difference is that OBP, which was 357, 366, now down to 317. Yeah, give me the slug over the OBP for my number three hitter, especially when you have Ian Happ at the top of the order and then Kyle Tucker in front of you. Give me all the slug. The OBP I'll gladly sacrifice for more slug, and I love that that's what's been going on with him specifically in this one. And you talked about Nico Horner.
Yeah.
That clip that you talked about, we're going to play right now just to remind people what Horner had to say about Suzuki.
It's a fine line of, like, you know, you don't want to be a team that complains a bunch, and that's a tired act for sure. But when, you know, you have players that aren't getting calls that really are getting calls that really impact their bats, it's a big deal. And, like, you know, Seiya in particular, I'm not sure if this year it's been the case, but he's had like a really strange amount of bad calls against him over the last couple of years, and he's not, you know, someone who's going to scream and yell at an umpire, but I feel a little more fiery when it happens to him, just because it feels like it happens a lot.
So there you have it from Nico, right?
It's interesting, man.
He's like, letting you know what it is and what it ain't.
Yeah, like, he seems genuinely PO'd at the umpire. Like, he's offended on behalf of Seiya Suzuki.
That's so, what a teammate does, right?
Yeah, but no, it's nice to hear that he genuinely seems concerned with that. But yeah, I mean, you watch, like, there's a decent amount of times where you see Seiya Suzuki taking a pitch and it getting called for a strike when it shouldn't be called for a strike.
I'm enjoying the bromance between Pete Crow Armstrong and Seiya Suzuki, and this kind of, not I guess sibling rivalry, but more like a outfield rivalry when it comes to the bombs, right? Because Seiya's got 18. Pete Crow Armstrong's got 19. They homered in the same game. Pete was like, oh, you caught up with me? Let me go ahead and get you one better. And it's been fun. And they asked Seiya after the game about him being right there with PCA, and they hitting home runs on the same day.
Well, Pete said you homered, so then he had to homer. What was your reaction?
So the first reaction was, why did he do that?
But
he was happy at the same time for him.
PCA, why do you do this? The defensive play was enough. And then you come up and was it the first pitch that he hit?
Oh, it was the first pitch.
Off of Rob.
First pitch, 452, 453, depending on who you ask.
Against, do you know who he hit it off of? Only I know this. Is anybody in this room right just off the top of your heads? Did anybody know who he hit the home run off of the
other night? Eckstein.
No, it wasn't David Eckstein. It was a 2016 Chicago Cub.
What about thanks?
That he hit it off of. That's a rare thing. His name is Rob Zastrzyzny. And I only know this because I covered Rob Zastrzyzny.
Wait, you do know baseball? You've covered baseball before?
I know. I know. It's shocking. Like every team in the league. It's amazing. And I always tell this story. Have I ever told you guys the Rob Zastrzyzny story?
No, hit us.
Just really quick. It's really embarrassing, actually. Rob Zastrzyzny played for the Cubs. I was doing pre and post back then. I had his phone number. I was working out one day. I accidentally conference called or video called Rob Zastrzyzny, who I'd never called in my life for anything. And so I butt dial a Major League Baseball player who was freaked out because he's on the up and down train of the minor leagues and the big leagues. So he's like, why the hell is this guy who does pre and post for the Cubs, why is he butt dialing me right now? It was
hilarious. He didn't know it was a butt dial.
Well, yeah. No, he didn't know. But I like called him back or I text him an hour later. I'm like, dude, I am sorry for that. And he's like, okay, I just wanted to make sure there wasn't some sort of issue. So it was.
So you thought this could be about his career.
Yeah. Yes. So I had whenever I see
the harbinger of death,
the
Mark
name
Brody.
Rob Zastrzyzny, I'm like, oh yeah, Rob. And then there he was pitching against the Cubs, Rob Z, and boy, still, did PCA let her fly.
Still very much contributing to the Cubs.
Still contributing.
He had an
to
offering
the Cubs
for PCA, and PCA
success.
Said, "I will. I know exactly what to do with that."
Yes.
Speaking of Pete Crow Armstrong, listen to what he had to say as they go back and forth about Seiya's home run.
What was the funniest thing one of your teammates said when you came into the dugout? Because I saw you guys all laughing.
I was having a giggle with Seiya just because he hit a homer and I then had to match it. So I'm going to enjoy that continuous game of catch we're playing.
That courtesy of Marquis. And yeah, I think the competition is good for this team. Iron sharpens iron is one of the older cliches that we use to describe such situations. But the Cubs, they're having so much fun, and that's why I'm so upset that last night's game did not happen, because I wanted to have some fun. Like, I want to see some good baseball. I love good baseball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it was a total disappointment last night that there was no baseball for anybody to watch. Let's see, a couple of text messages. Seiya unlocked. Grody knows baseball. Grody is now qualified to be Secretary of Defense.
Don't you have a World Series ring, though?
He has a World Series ring.
I think you know baseball.
Yeah.
Why don't you wear the World Series ring?
What? Because it's just too gaudy. Like it's like really.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you're saying something. It's too much. Okay. I did for a while.
Speaking of gaudy, you ever been to the Windy City Smokeout and seen some of those get-ups in the dead of summer?
I have not, but I've seen Layla's pictures.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Listen all week for your chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to Windy City Smokeout. That's Saturday, July 12th, with performances by Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and more. For tickets, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com. All right. We're not done talking Cubs. We got Mike Florio coming up at the top of the hour, so we'll switch gears then to the NFL. But Jed Hoyer was on Speak on Holmes a few days ago, and he talked about the bullpen extensively. Want to get into a conversation about not only that. Well, we probably only have time for that. Yeah, we'll talk about that. But coming up later in the show, Shota Imanaga's on his way back. We'll have that conversation about what should happen when Shota comes back for the Cubs, who should be in the rotation, who should be out, should they be sent down, should they go to the bullpen, all that and more as we continue with Raheem and Harris. Mark Grodian on 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Harris.
Who is calling on our score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
It has been very great news to see you got your own show. You earned it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score.
It's, look, we've just been excellent down there. Guys have just, they've just not given up runs. And I think it also means that they're getting their outs, somebody's not getting up, they're getting more rest, they're getting the best, hopefully, matchups for themselves and for the next guy. And all that carries over, and I think it has an effect, and it's a credit to them. They're working as a unit, and I think we've got a unit right now that's working really well together.
Craig Council talking about things working very, very well as far as the bullpen is concerned for the Chicago Cubs. They have been phenomenal over the last month plus. Raheemy and Harris continue with Mark Grody in. Layla has the day off. Happy Juneteenth to all of those who are celebrating today and hopefully enjoying your day off. Beautiful weather outside. And beautiful enough that we know that the Cubs are scheduled to play baseball and we're not worried about it tonight.
That's right.
The Cubs scheduled to take on the Brewers. Game two, again, Freddy Peralta will make the start, not Jacob Mizorowski as originally scheduled. He'll go up against Jameson Taillon against this in this game that is coming up later today. Right here on 670 The Score. They wrap up the series against the Brewers. It's a two-game set. That other game from last night has been rescheduled for August 18th as part of a split doubleheader. You can catch pregame coverage at 12:45 right here on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. But the bullpen, man. The bullpen, man. I just have to say, for an area of a baseball team that has been so shaky to downright bad for so long, what Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell have been able to do in building it and utilizing it has been nothing short of amazing when you consider that Caleb Philbar, who was a December 31st signing, 17 straight scoreless outings. Ryan Pressly, who of course came over in the trade, gave up 9 runs, 8 of them earned against the San Francisco Giants. Has not given up a run since. He's figured it out. But more than that, my favorite one is Drew Pomeranz. Because Drew Pomeranz has an ERA of zero. On April 21st, they purchased him from the Mariners. The Mariners are like, yeah, we don't need you. And Craig Counsell saw something, knew something, had worked with him before. And the way he has been utilized, whether it's an opener, whether it's high leverage at the back of the bullpen, this man has the longest active streak of scoreless appearances now at 20. And the job that they've done, Grody, has been phenomenal and is a big reason why the Cubs are where they are right now.
I think Pomeranz is like symbolic of Craig Counsell and what he has. Like, we know that he was probably in the ear of Jed Hoyer on Drew Pomeranz, and I'm not saying like we're going to be seeing this from him at the end of the season. I don't even know if he's still there at the end of the season. Who knows with the volatility of bullpens? But Craig Counsell, officially now, a year and a half essentially into his work with the Cubs, it is right now that he has the team that he needs and wants and can press the buttons that he wants to press with and work his magic. Because he spent all of last year trying to figure that out, and obviously had two relievers bottom out pretty quickly. It was really Alzolay more than Hector Neris at the beginning of last season. So it was almost like from the beginning the season was sabotaged from a bullpen perspective. But gradually throughout this year, after the Ryan Presley slump earlier this year felt awful. I remember feeling awful about it because it felt, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. We went out and you get this closer and he's failing already. But they have recovered from that. The revelation that has been, or the development of, I should just say, Daniel Palencia getting to where he is. Caleb Thielbar has been fantastic as well. And then now you've got, and you mentioned him, you've got Ryan Presley doing what he is doing again. He got into the ninth inning last week. And how about all these, look, it's the Pirates, I get it. But those were all one-run games, of which you won three of them, multiple games in which the bullpen had to hold either a tie or one-run lead for multiple innings. So that was a fabulous series for the bullpen, and it's nice to be able to. That's why I'm going on so long here right now, because it's so nice to be able to talk about good bullpen, because it feels like it's just something we bitch about as sports talk show hosts.
No, let your thoughts out, because Jed Hoyer certainly did when he was on with Spiegel and Holmes talking about his trust level with Craig Counsell and this bullpen so far.
I think the biggest thing is I feel total confidence that if we bring someone in, he's going to deploy them the right way, and he's willing to throw guys right in the fire, which I think is important, that he trusts the guys down there. I think you've seen almost every guy in our bullpen pitch in a significant spot. You know, I remember when we acquired Drew Pomeranz, it was a small deal with Seattle, and he threw him kind of right in high leverage situations. And I think that the players feel that trust, that he'll put them in big spots. And I think it means a lot for us that, if we acquire somebody, based on, he's part of the process. He knows what the scouts say. He knows what the analytics are. And so he understands the player and he's willing to deploy those guys in the right spot right away.
So there's the explanation there in terms of what he's seen from Craig Counsell. But the Drew Pomeranz, as an example, is a beautiful one. But I just want to go over like who's down there right now when you talk about what's going on with the Cubs, because we know at the back end of the bullpen, it's Daniel Palencia and his 1.67 ERA and his 29 strikeouts and 27 innings pitched. It's Brad Keller, who's been in that closer role. Now he's not back to that, but he has been in high leverage situations since, and he's been able to lower his ERA all the way down to what? 2.10. Ryan Presley, who was the closer originally, 3.54 ERA, despite that big bad outing that he had. Caleb Thielbar, 1.69 ERA. Porter Hodges isn't even back yet.
No.
And he's probably going to be back in the next week or so if everything goes well in Iowa. And he was the guy for a minute, and you felt good about that because of what he was bringing to the table. And you go on down the list. Even when you say Colin Ray's got to go into the starting rotation, right? And you bring in Chris Flexen. Chris Flexen's appeared in 11 games. How many runs has he given up this season?
I bet zero.
Zero would be the answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Pomeranz that we talked about And, you know, everything hasn't worked out, but they've been, the hook has been quick. It has been Showtime at the Apollo quick. See Julian Merriweather.
Yes, that's such a great, remember Julian Merriweather? Wow. That definitely feels like a thing of the past, like something that never really happened. But yeah, that just like Brandon Morrow. Did Brandon Morrow ever happen? Yeah, it happened, but it didn't really happen. And that's Julian Merriweather, except for about a half of a season in his Cubs existence.
Oh, we got big news coming up.
Oh, really?
For all the Pete Crow Armstrong fans that want to hear more from Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yes.
Tune in.
And?
Tomorrow.
And?
9:30 a.m.
And?
Right here on The Score. David Haw will have him, and they're going to be talking the talk.
Is this Haw? What a great couple of days coming up for David Haw. Is this Haw is going to have PCA on tomorrow? Is this Haw is going into the Hoosier, Indiana Hall of Fame, man? That's not nothing.
According
he's
to Robbie,
an Indiana boy.
That's not nothing.
According to Robbie, I'm sure he's looking at this like, oh, David Haw's going to talk to a Hall of Famer before he goes into a Hall of Fame.
That's pretty much it right there.
312-644-6767. What's the PCA statue going to look like?
You know, people think I'm crazy for giving the Cubs the division today. I mean, that's really the hot take right there. Do you know baseball? I don't think you do.
Well, one thing I know you do know is football, and we will explore your football knowledge with someone else
football.
Who also knows football. Mike Florio coming up next right here. It's Raheemy and Harris. Guess who? Mark Grody filling in on 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.